The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So glad you've joined us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. You know, we're real close to Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas right around the corner. So what do we do around this time of year? Well, we have pumpkin pie. So I thought, you know, let's talk about the power of pumpkin tonight. And so we are, for the first part of the show, we're going to talk about how pumpkin can benefit us, but more importantly, how you can magnify the power of pumpkin and get more out of it. So we're going to talk about that. We're probably going to talk about how to get rid of arthritis. And if we get time, we may fit in some topics on our brain. We'll see how the hour goes, but before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer, as well as all of Americans. This nation, I pray, being under God's hand of guidance. And I did bring my devotional today, and this is from Colossians 1, Isaiah 42, Nehemiah 8, and Romans 15. And it goes like this. I am Christ in you, the hope of glory. The one who walks beside you, holding you by your hand, is the same one who lives within you. This is a deep, unfathomable mystery. You and I are intertwined in an intimacy involving every fiber of your being. The light of my presence shines within you as well as upon you, and I am in you and you are in me. Therefore, nothing in heaven or in earth can separate you from me. And as you sit quietly in my presence, your awareness of my life within you is heightened. This produces the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. I, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in me, so that you may bubble over with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen to that. So if you haven't found the Holy Spirit yet, Lord Jesus Christ, please do so, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, these new virtual reality headsets have doctors a little bit concerned. I personally haven't done a virtual reality anything. I like real reality, actually. It's a hot topic to put on a headset and kind of have this three-dimensional experience like you're really there. And it's going to be a big holiday gift this year, these virtual reality headsets. People say it's a really cool experience. And, of course, the headsets will completely immerse you in this 3D virtual world. The headsets are made by Sony, and Sony says it has a warning, not for children under 12. But Dr. Joseph Rizzo of Eye and Ear, he's an ENT guy, he says that this is a big area of interest and concern for doctors. He says there's this legitimate question about whether that much exposure to artificial visual stimulus will alter the way the brain accepts and processes visual information. It's still unknown, he says. It's a challenge for your eyes and your brain while you're using a virtual reality headset, because while the image is up close to your face, it manages to trick your brain into seeing depth, okay? So they don't know what that will do long-term as users engage in that type of apparatus. We'll see, right? Time will tell. Well, you know, with the blue screen and stuff, with people with the eye movements, and, you know, we had the Google eyeglass thing and the headaches and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I can understand where they're coming from. All right, last but not least, in the quack report, anybody out there ever use Colgate toothpaste? Well, apparently it has triclosan in it. It's an ingredient in Colgate toothpaste. It's been there a while. They use it as an antibacterial agent, right, and to also reduce swelling, inflammation, I guess. It used to be an antibacterial hand soap, but then the FDA banned it. Said chemical is dangerous, I guess, to your hands, but wow, it's in toothpaste. According to FDA, substantial and convincing evidence of triclosan's benefits in toothpaste have been presented because the evidence indicates it's needed to fight against gum inflammation and plaque, and so it's going to remain in toothpaste, is what they're telling you. So the FDA is saying that it'll monitor research on the triclosan as an ingredient. So far, medical literature does not change the risk factor when it's in toothpaste. Most recently, a joint research effort by the University of California, San Diego, and Davis campuses testing the chemical agent and its health effects. They said that it has some antimicrobial additive to the triclosan, but the triclosan overall, they said, is a liver tumor promoter. They published their findings in the 2015 Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and you thought you were just getting toothpaste. And that wraps the quack report. All righty. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about pumpkin. I like pumpkin pie, you know? I do. I like Thanksgiving dinner. It's just, when I was pregnant, I can't remember if it was my second or third baby, but I just craved Thanksgiving dinner during that pregnancy. Of course, you know, gained 50 pounds. I look like a beach ball because I'm, you know, petite. But I lost it all because, you know, kids make you run around and chase them too, so you do lose it. Well, let's talk about pumpkin power. Yeah, let's do that. This time of year, Americans, you know, they're going to eat their fill of pumpkin pie in the holiday season. But aside from the jack-o'-lanterns, the Thanksgiving and Christmas traditions, few people realize the health benefits of pumpkin. So this orange-colored squash can work to our advantage, especially when we also use other medicinal herbs with it to improve our health. So we're going to take a look and check this out, see what healing blessings we can get from pumpkin, especially when we add herbs to it. Well, let's look at the pumpkin family. Pumpkin is from the Cucumberae family, which also includes, of course, your cucumbers, squash, watermelon, gourds, cantaloupe. It is cultivated globally. It may astonish some people that in the area of agriculture, pumpkin has normally been grown primarily as a crop for animal feed. Yeah. But pumpkins can, depending on the variety, they can weigh between 1 pound to 1,000 pounds. Now, that's a lot of pie. Oof. But it is reported by the Smithsonian that pumpkins originated in South America, the South America region, due to pumpkin seeds. They found them in Mexico, you know, in some of these archaeological digs that dated back thousands of years. However, American history picks up usually pumpkin when it was supposedly served at the meal between the Pilgrims and the Native Indians in the 1600s. So European settlers then took pumpkin seeds back to Europe with them, where it gained popularity on both sides of the Atlantic. And pumpkin was used in soups and stews, desserts, and the seeds were used for snacks when they roasted and salted them. So pumpkin is cultivated everywhere except Antarctica. So there you go. So the world's top 10 producers of pumpkins are China, India, the Ukraine and Russia, Iran, U.S., Mexico, Egypt, Italy, Spain, and Indonesia. So in the United States, the pumpkin harvest, kind of limited and seasonal, and most of the pumpkins that are grown in the United States are used for canned pie filling and a smaller amount for the ornamental sales market, you know, the jack-o'-lantern thing. So most of the canned pie filling, about 85% of it, is done by Nestle for their Libby's product line. You know, Libby's pumpkin filling in a can. Now, the top pumpkin producing state in the U.S. is Illinois, producing 427 million pounds of pumpkin. Then there's California, next up New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. However, the global crop size is like 1.1 billion pounds, and it nets $116.5 million per year. That's a lot of pumpkin pie. All right, so let's look at how a pumpkin can help us out with our health, because we're told that pumpkin is good for us, and it's packed full of antioxidants and nutrition, so no calories. Yeah, so it also improves our digestion and supposedly good for our cardio system. So pumpkin has natural antiseptic properties to help soothe tissue and reduce inflammation. Also, parasites do not like pumpkin, especially the seeds. So pumpkin is high in calcium and fiber, the healthy fat, iron, magnesium, manganese, niacin, phosphorus, potassium, protein, riboflavin, selenium, sodium, thiamine, vitamin A, vitamin C, and zinc. So pumpkin, you know, kind of a favorite food for dietitians to help patients lower their cholesterol. So you can, it's creamy, you know, it's soft. It's one of those comfort foods. So it also contains lutein for your eye health, as well as zeaxanthin, which is an antioxidant. And that helps filter harmful rays to protect the macula and the retina of your eye. And it is rich in copper, to help protect you from bacterial infections. If you missed the show on copper, go hit the archives. And it has been reported that the American Indians, the Catawba Indians specifically, we have Catawba Indians over here in North Carolina, they use pumpkin seeds to improve kidney health and urination. Yeah. And the Yuma Indians, they use pumpkin with watermelon together to heal wounds. And in the 1800s, pumpkin, well, it was listed as an aid for irritable bladder, prostate, and colon issues. So here's an entry from the 18th century listing called Four Greater Cold Seeds. And it says the fatty oil in pumpkin seeds is mildly diuretic. And the seed's principal constituent is cucurbitin. It appears to inhibit the conversion of testosterone into dithydrotestosterone. Also, in ResearchGate, they list pumpkin as, pumpkin is a well-known medicinal plant. It contains photoconstituents, which belong to the categories of alkaloids, flavonoids, and palmitic, oleinic, and linoleic acids. So pumpkin seed has also heart-friendly phytosteroids. That's why it's good for your heart. So the carotenoids in pumpkin, they say, also help prevent skin wrinkles and protect the pigment of your skin. When you're running out there getting that, you know, anti-wrinkle cream, you just need some pumpkin. And pumpkin also reduces the risk of cancer with its beta carotens and its antioxidant activity to help improve immune system function. Wow, you didn't know your pumpkin pie did all that, did you? Well, hey, if you are on the newsletter list from thepowerherbs.com, if you go over there to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters, you can sign up for free for their newsletters, because in the newsletter this week is this pumpkin muffin recipe. Yeah, cardio-friendly muffins, if you will. They freeze really good, too, so you can, like, make a batch ahead, pop them in the freezer, and then take them to work. They'll thaw out while you're working, and wham, there they are. So if you want to sign up for the newsletters, go to thepowerherbs.com. Now, this is a newsletter that's delivered by email only. No hard copies, but just email. So if you got an email address, you can get this newsletter. So there's two there. You can select from the American Survival or the Health Quest. Both of them are free, and or you can get on both lists if you want, and check it out. It's all empowering news that'll make you healthier out there. Okay, so let's get to the part where, okay, so you got your pumpkin going, and what can we do adding some herbs? What happens then? Well, if you're having pumpkin this holiday season, or if you intend to add more pumpkin to your year-round lifestyle, then don't forget to add some of your herbs to help magnify the power and of the nutrition in both your pumpkin and your herbs. So there's this synergistic effect that happens. For instance, you can add heart herbs like your hawthorn berry, cayenne, and motherwort to strengthen the cardio system. You can add eyebright herb to strengthen eyesight. You can add echinacea or garlic or astragalus root to strengthen the immune system. You can add juniper berries or Yuva reishi leaf or dandelion to strengthen the kidney bladder function. So you can add horsetail and oat straw to strengthen the skin, the collagen. And you're going to find these herbs in the following formulas at Apothecary Herbs. You'll find their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, their herbal eyewash, their immune booster, their kidney bladder cleanse kit, and their calcium formula, so that you can maximize the strength of pumpkin by adding in your power herbs, basically. That's what you're doing. So it's another layer of power. So the powerherbs.com, Apothecary Herbs, you can check them out there at thepowerherbs.com. You can place an order online at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call, ask for a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Visit thepowerherbs.com. They do have money-saving coupons on their website, so you can click on the green button that says coupons and see how you can utilize that if you're checking that out. All right. We're going to be talking about, because we didn't get a chance to talk about arthritis the other week because we ran out of time. And it affects a lot of people. A lot of people are on dangerous drugs that can cause all kinds of demise. Let's put it that way. So let's talk about how we can get rid of it naturally, shall we? So we've reported on arthritis before, but arthritis seems to be getting into that global epidemic area because it is an inflammatory condition. So the American College of Rheumatology with the Arthritis Foundation says we have 46 million that have arthritis, 27 million have osteoarthritis, and 3 million have gout. Okay, so if we continue on like this, we're going to have more people with this kind of inflammatory disease than we do without this type of disease. So we got to, you know, put the brakes on. So medical science expects all inflammatory conditions to increase by 40% to infect 67 million people by 2030. Well, okay, that's just really gloomy prospect. You know, you just, why don't they fix it? Why don't they find a cure? Well, of course, it's more lucrative not to. So, because it says to me they're not really going to find a cure for these types of medical conditions when they make projections like that. So real preventable healthcare is going to be really up to the individual. So the more you learn on how to take care of yourself, the more diseases you can most likely avoid. Well, and you know, the ancients used to call arthritis fire in the joints. The ancients knew how to deal with inflammation, and I've reported about it before, gout, arthritis, osteoarthritis. The ancients really didn't need fancy medical terms or therapies to tell them their joints just plain hurt. They took care of it usually with lifestyle changes, and they used a lot of medicinal aids of their day, foods and herbs and spices. They ate foods with more omega-3 fatty acids in them because that lifted inflammation and pain out of the joint. And they didn't know that omega-3 fat helped their body hormonally, which helps to regulate the inflammation, but they just knew it helped them. And they knew that eating too much rich food would trigger joint pain and inflammation. Eating too much red meat, too much, you know, turkey and cheese, drinking too much alcohol, these were the main foods you wanted to avoid, along with limiting the amount of corn, wheat, and milk products. So to avoid the inflammation, they would eat more vegetables, more fish with omega-3 fatty acids, lots of olive oil, and, you know, lots of salmon, herring, sardines, and some medicinal herbs they used to lessen the pain and inflammation. They would use things like ginger root. Ginger root was huge for them, as well as cayenne, willow bark, meadow sweet, ginseng, alfalfa, oregano, and rosemary. So this is how they did it. They did it by adjusting lifestyle. Because I think a lot of the osteoarthritis, arthritis, gout conditions is a lot of acids in the joints, and you get that from cooked meats and a lot of baked goods like pastries, cookies, cakes, pies. So watch it over the holidays, because that's usually when, you know, relatives have their gout flare up. If you ever notice that around Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's because they're eating all that rich food they don't typically eat all the time. I've told this story before, but my grandmother had gout. Her big toe would swell up like a, I don't know, one of those little balloons you see stuck in flowers. It was like, you know, just kind of a puffed up. It was just like a puffer fish. And when we were little kids, we would, you know, ask our grandmother if we could draw a happy face on it, you know. She was a good sport about it. All right. Well, let's look. Hundreds of therapies and diets are out there to deal with inflammatory disease like arthritis and gout and osteoarthritis. Some work better than others. But one thing they have in common is that if a person sticks with a plan, it may take 6 months or longer to become inflammation and pain-free, but eventually it does work. So one of my herbal professors had a wife, and he said that she was the gouty type. And to combat her arthritic knees and gout, she would take three whole limes and the peel and everything. put it all together, throw it in a blender with a little distilled water to make what is he called a lime drink. He said this would take care of her problem. So I asked, you know, how did the acid in the citrus help with gout that usually was from too much acid? And he said that the citrus is high in organic acids because when you have cooked foods, it becomes inorganic. So this is an organic acid, he says, which wash and clean the joints of the inorganic acid. So for some people, this therapy can be kind of intense. You know, they just don't like it. It's too tart, too bitter. I know of another one, though, that gets rid of inflammation in the joints in about just 3 weeks. Yeah. It's, you know, it can be a little bit of hardcore for some people, but if you got your eye set on the goal, 3 weeks, arthritic free, you can do it. Absolutely. So let's talk about that intense. It's a kind of a cleanse, really. The cleansing that is intense enough really to turn arthritic cripples into marathon runners is 3 weeks long. It was designed by a European, Pablo Arola, and he got results, and he got people out of wheelchairs with what he called his juiced fast. It was just liquids for 3 weeks. So Pablo used a combination of bitter citrus, lemons and limes, and some apple cider vinegar. And he would have his patients take a couple of tablespoons of the citrus in 8 to 16 ounces of water 3 to 5 times a day. And they were able to drink other citrus juices and have the doses of apple cider vinegar, but that was all they were to have on this cleanse to make their joints stop hurting. So, you know, it's all over in just 3 short weeks. Inflammation is gone. There really isn't a magic pill for this, or one magic herb, if you will, to cure this type of inflammatory disease. So you need to just do it. Herbs work, but you have to add that lifestyle change. And once they go through this and they get the inorganic minerals and acids out of the joints, I want to tell you, they do not want to put that back in there. So lifestyle change is usually on the menu. Yeah. And they are okay with it. You know, they just go to the more European type of eating with more omega-3 fatty acids, less baked goods, if any, lots of fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, you know, keeping an organic mineral rich, and the body satisfied. So you're not munching on junk, empty calories and so forth. So, less intense therapies, still can work, but they will take longer than that. Pavo's therapy is kind of a challenge for some people. They can't just do that for 3 weeks. There is another way. If you have a diet that consists of raw foods and juice fasting, which you can stay on until your joints don't hurt, that's another way of going about it. So no animal products, though, on that. No dairy, no fish, no meats, which contribute to the buildup of acids. So no animal products on that, just some raw foods like, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables and juices. Apple juice and grape juice work very well during the juice flushing action. Important to juice, you make sure you make your own because a lot of the processed juices aren't fresh enzymes and they have a lot of sweeteners added. So invest in a juicer if you're arthritic. It'll make the world a difference. I can see by the clock. I got to take a break, but when we come back, we got some other health tips here for arthritis, and then we'll go on to our brain topic, right? When we come back, we'll be right back.
Everything was feeling right. People started dancing. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Always good songs there, Frank. Thank you very much. We're talking about arthritis, and it's not rocket science to get over. If you're going to your medical doctor, I'm sorry to say, you are going to be an arthritic patient for life. They just try to make you as comfortable as possible with your disease when really the disease was created somehow. And usually it's the lifestyle. So what the body's saying when you have those type of inflammatory diseases like arthritis, osteoarthritis and gout, the body's telling you it doesn't like the acids, the inorganic acids from a lot of cooked meats, so you need to go light on those meats or get rid of them and get another protein source. And it doesn't like the mucus that is created with wheat, highly processed flour. Okay, so you'll have to think mucilless diet when you want to get rid of this yourself. And then once you get the diet going, then you could add some therapies like the hydrotherapies, the hot and cold. What this does is stimulate a lot of circulation and a flushing action to flush those acids out of the joints faster. So you can do that. You can use your Bragg apple cider vinegar, another way to flush those acids as well. So do that. I would do that. But don't be tentative about it. Be bold about this, and you want to push the limits if you can. You can use ice and hot packs. If you want to sit and watch a movie, you want to do a little hydrotherapy, you can alternate those, and it's all good, 10 minutes each time. So that's not a hard thing. Hydrotherapy is pretty easy, cheap therapy to do. Orthopedic and sports medicine doctors use hydrotherapy. They call it a contrast bath, and they'll put, injured athletes in that, hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, and it just speeds up the healing process. Now, with inflammatory diseases, it's real important to remember that you'll need to go above and beyond some of the natural therapies. In other words, you will need to be aggressive and not be shrinking back, okay? For example, when you apply your topical ointments that people usually apply to reduce the stiffness and pain, you want to go beyond the typical topical ointment that has a little bit of capsaicin in it that, you'll find in most stores. So these products are made with synthetic ingredients, and they're not potent enough to stimulate long-term circulation to your joint. And you know that, blood brings healing, so you want to get that circulation going there. So here again, the ancient people knew what to do. However, old-time healing ointments and rubs potent enough to work are almost non-existent. So what you want is a deep penetrating herb rub to stimulate that circulation internally and externally. It needs to be made with your ginger, your cayenne, mustard seed, wintergreen oil, and these are all authentic oils and not synthetic substitutes, okay? So you can't really find commercially sold rub with real wintergreen in it anymore. Most of it, 95%, is salicylic acid or a menthol product, okay, which is, an anti-inflammatory. But commercial ointments and creams and rubs have replaced that real wintergreen with coal tar, carbonic acid phenol, and peppermint oil. That's not going to help you. It's not going to do the job. That's all synthesized as well. So organic potent rubs that work will help you, get through those tough spots of your therapy when you really want to give up. Those rubs that are made right give you free range of motion, lifts the pain, keeps the joint warm and flexible. And your mindset's going to be important too. Otherwise, again, you will be your arthritic patient for life if you do not do something for yourself. Okay. Many natural healers feel that arthritis is what they call a crystallized disease. And what this means is they see a correlation between a certain personality types and this disease. Now, this is going to sound so politically incorrect, but I don't mean to offend anybody, but they just see this correlation. Arthritis freezes up or stiffens the physical body, and people who are not very open emotionally do develop arthritis. They're very, stoic. What's another word? I don't want to say stubborn, but strict, I guess, would be a word. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying there's this correlation there. I know a modern term from the 70s would be, you're uptight, man. you know, that kind of thing. So if you're holding on to emotional issues and not moving forward, this can increase your risk to inflammatory disease. So with any natural therapy, a lot of mind-body work is a good process to go through. Some people will get rid of a lot of emotional baggage by doing a cold sheet treatment. Have you heard of that one? Natural therapy you can do in the privacy of your home. You may need somebody to help you. If you want to learn how to do it, pick up a Power Herbs book. It's in there. The book's $14.99. It gives you step-by-step on how to do that. So forget the therapist. Do a cold sheet treatment, you know. Save your money. Well, what it does is it pulls a lot of toxicity out right through the skin. But they also notice that people who are holding on to a lot of things that upset them, when they go through the cold sheet treatment, they kind of release it. It's nice just to get rid of that, too. Added bonus. All right. So lifestyle change. What did we learn about it? Arthritis, getting rid of it in 3 weeks. Lifestyle change, using some of your herbs inside and out, using some natural therapies with it, you know, kind of layer in some things. Just kind of pound that arthritis right out of the way. And you're going to find thepowerherbs.com has some tools that you can use in addition to your lifestyle change. They do have the Power Herbs book if you want to check that out, and it's in three different formats under books and newsletters, so you can check it there. They do have the deep tissue organic arthritic rub. It is the bomb. So check that out, too. They do have the calcium formula to help strengthen bone. Okay, so if your bones are weak, you want to check that out, too. They have a lot of things there that you just going to let. Now, if you're one of those people that kind of, you know, hold a lot of emotion in, kind of having that baggage there, they do have an emotional stress formula and anti-anxiety. So they have some herbs there that help you, you know, calm down the nervous system without sedation. So it's, they have herbs there to help you sleep better. So thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hand. Thepowerherbs.com. Absolutely great stuff. Check it out and give them a call for a catalog, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. Okay. We got time to move on to brain. Do you think everybody has the same size brain, adult brain, you think? Or do you think, you know, us adults have different sized brains? Well, there's this old saying that some believe there's this myth that we only use 10% of our brain capacity. Is that really true? Why would that be? It would be like, you know, having two arms and two legs, but you only use one of each. So at the risk of sounding kind of like Spock from Star Trek, it doesn't seem logical. So since our creator is not the author of confusion, we're going to find out if our brain, if we're using all our brain, if our brains are all the same size, let's check this out. So our brain is this amazing organ, right? And we don't have to really think about breathing, blinking our eyes, swallowing, if we don't really want to focus on it, because those functions are automatic. So how much space does the brain need to perform those functions? Well, we really don't give many of these functions a second thought. And I would think that the brain would use more than 10% just to carry out millions of functions for us. And I would think that the section that houses instinct alone would be enormous. So apparently, it is an organ of the human body that is still largely, well, it's still a mystery to medical science. They're still mapping the human brain. So scientific research has, you know, for decades kind of speculated that if a man could use the unused portions of his brain, that he could do infinite math problems. He could, his head could calculate faster than a computer. Or he could, you know, manifest telekinetic power or read other people's minds. Has anyone stopped to think just how disturbing that would be to read other people's minds? You know, what would you do if you were like sitting on in a subway car next to someone that could you could read their thoughts. You know, not a problem if that person maybe is, you know, doing their mental bucket list or what they're going to cook when they get home after they walk the dog. That's fine. But what if this person's a criminal and he's planning a crime? What do you do then, right? Oh, my goodness, that'd be disturbing information. So talk about, it makes you just have awe for the human God above when he knows the hearts of men, all your thoughts, everything you're going to say before you say it. You know, how much power is that? How much control does that take, right? A supreme being for sure. You know, policing thoughts, not my deal. I think that's God's job. There you go. All right, well, let's look at this mega myth. So how did the myth that we only use 10% of our brains ever get started? Who suggested that we walk around with a 90% vacancy upstairs? Well, more importantly, why did people believe that? Well, according to Dr. Barry Gordon, he's a neurologist at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. He says the myth took root because people tend to be concerned with their own shortcomings. And who wouldn't like to think that they could activate the rest of their unused brain and they could, you know, be superhuman, if you will, better than they are, learn a new language in just a few minutes, that kind of thing. So Dr. Gordon reports that there is really no one person really to blame for the myth, but he kind of alluded to the author William James, who wrote that humans use only a small part of their brains. And he resourced Albert Einstein, who had made a comparison to highlight his own intellect. So, however, Dr. Gordon doesn't state that the myth may allude to the brain powers being down, but most of the time, our brain is running at full capacity, he says. Even when we sleep, it's working. Here's a quote from Dr. Barry Gordon. He's a neurologist. He says, put another way, the brain represents 3% of the body's weight, uses 20% of the body's energy. So there you go. So let's look at your brain. Is it just a bunch of goo or is it a muscle? The brain oversees many bodily functions like thinking, movement, coordination, balance, involuntary functions like breathing. The brain is the power pack that deploys the firing of the millions of neurons, and this can eat up most of the energy the brain uses. So scientists think that the rest of the brain oversees our consciousness and unconscious activities, such as heart rate. Monitoring. Like you have an ICU unit in your head monitoring you. Well, let's picture this. Scientific medicine has been studying brains, the function, through imaging studies, the MRIs. And what have they learned is that depending on the stimulus, there are certain sections of the brain that will fire up the neurons and it generates an electrical heat to light up in a section of the brain in the scan. So doctors think that our brains are working at 100% most of the time. And according to neurologist John Henley of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, even during sleep, we're thinking and we have a self-awareness in which several areas of the brain are still working, right? You know, how about you got to know a light sleeper, right? A light sleeper, their brain's probably really working more than people who are heavy sleepers, I would think. All right, well, let's look at this intracranial vacancy. You know, intracranial vacancy could mean that due to trauma or birth defects, there are parts of the brain that are missing or not functioning, and this does not mean a person is a brain dead. According to Dr. Henley, such people can live normal lives due to the complexity of the brain. It's able to compensate. So brain surgeons will purposely avoid what are called brain clusters to preserve as many functions of the brain as possible. So brain clusters will house functions like vision, hearing, and movement. Now, research was discovered that the brain has these options. In other words, there is no one clear region of the brain that is assigned to consciousness, kind of floats around. So there's no brain cluster for consciousness, and it can be wherever there is a collection of neurons. So science reports that a mere 10% of the brain is made up of neurons, and the remaining 90% being glial cells designed to support the neurons. So other than that, medical science knows little else about the function of these cells. Now, Robin Boyd is a journalist for Scientific American who says, it's not that we use 10% of our brains, merely that we only understand about 10% of how it functions. Well, I think that's a clear picture of the whole thing, right? We use more than 10% of our brains. We just have a 10% idea of how that works. All right, let's look at some brain tidbits. This is, you know, little snippets of information on the brain. So science tells us our brains weigh about 3 pounds. It's made up about 75% water. The brain's gray matter is an area that contains about 100 billion neurons. The white matter of the brain is where the dendrites and the axons are the network that carries the neuron signals. There are about 100,000 to 10,000 synapses per neuron, and everyone is considered a fathead since the brain is made of 60% fat. The brain is the organ of the body that feels no pain because there are no pain receptors. And you're probably wondering, well, I get headaches, so how come I feel no pain there? I should not feel any pain. Well, there are no pain receptors in the brain, but according to science, the pain is from the pressure that the skull muscles and skin are sensing, as well as pressure in the sinus cavities and the neck muscles. So the pain signal will travel on nerves called neuroreceptors from these areas to the brain. So the brain's not hurting, it's those other areas that are. So for this reason, this is how brain surgeons can operate on patients while they're awake without causing any pain. Makes sense, huh? So our brains can actually live about 6 minutes without oxygen before it dies, and according to studies involving New York children who ate lunch devoid of artificial ingredients and preservatives, they increased their IQ by 14%. So watch those things because it affects your brain. Now, in 2003, there was a study in Discover magazine, and it reported that if we eat fish once a week, we reduce our risk of dementia by 30%. So, and if you wonder why you can't, you know, tickle yourself, that's because your brain knows the difference between unexpected touching and your own touch. And when our ears ring occasionally and we think that it's our ear that's tuning up our hearing, it's actually our brain doing a sound check. So if you fight with your spouse over the thermostat in the winter, it is because those that feel the cold more have more sensitive channels that send a cold signal to their brain. So when you laugh, it requires 5 different areas of the brain to work. That explains a lot why some people have no sense of humor. So the average number of thoughts that you experience per day is 70,000 a day. 70,000. Wow. Yep, deep thinkers. I know. You do it sometimes without thinking, right? All right, let's look at some herbs and foods that will help your brain out. The human brain is made up of nervous system elements. So the nervous system needs natural, not synthetic, but natural vitamin B. So the brain also needs plenty of water to be hydrated. So this is when you go on a drinking binge and dehydrate yourself, your brain is not feeling so well. Now, the brain needs actually proper circulation and natural cholesterol to work properly. So if you're on the lowering cholesterol drugs, this is probably why you got memory problems. And what the brain doesn't need is lots of caffeine, doesn't need lots of alcohol to dehydrate it, or the prescription drugs or over-the-counter medicines that can make it toxic. So the blood-brain barrier tries to protect the brain from toxins and foreign substances. However, this barrier can be compromised when we are exposed to radiation, infections, microwaves, trauma, inflammation like encephalitis, drug toxicity, or poisons in the blood, and also high blood pressure can breach, can tear down your blood-brain barrier. People didn't realize that. Now, cholesterol drugs, like I mentioned, also affect your cholesterol that's in your brain. The brain needs it to stay healthy and to avoid memory problems, so FYI. And there are herbs that can help protect the brain. And you have some options there. You might want to use the herbs to avoid the drugs that, you know, corrupt or conflict with the health of your brain. So your natural whole food vitamin B, you're definitely going to find that in the Body Foundation food mix, which is a blend of herbs, and it's all plant proteins, amino acids, and vitamin and mineral-rich herbs, but it also has the natural B vitamins in there. So you can check out the Body Foundation food mix. And also their brain concentrate liquid, you know, helps with better circulation and oxygen delivery to the brain to improve memory. So always great to have that for people with stroke issues, recovering from strokes. Their heart formula can also be a solution for cardiovascular drugs that may be causing, you know, memory problems. And also the anti-inflammatory pain reliever is a natural option to aspirin and pain products. A lot of people are on that aspirin therapy as a blood thinner, and it can cause macular degeneration if you're taking that long term. So you have some alternative options there. You can check that out at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. You can order online, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Because it's putting the power back in your hands. You have a lot of control. You just have to make the decision. Do I want to do something for myself and be proactive, or do I want to just, you know, let the doctor worry about my health and leave it at that? Well, let me ask you. Over in the Orient, they have this whole different system towards health. And what they do is they pay their physician a few cents a day when they're healthy. And when they're not healthy, when they get sick, they stop paying. Yeah. So it's the doctor's incentive in that culture to get his patient well. We're over here in the Western area. It's the incentive of medicine to give you the illusion of wellness and to manage your disease, to make you as comfortable as possible while you are still sick, so that, you know, we keep coming back. That's what that's about. So I think modern medicine in the Western area thrives and does excel at trauma care, you know, accident, trauma. But when it comes to internal medicine disease, it's more about making you, well, they're just giving your disease a big lollipop, and then you're just having to deal with it until you eventually can't. That's how it works. If we open our eyes and look, honestly, that's how it is. So we want to empower you. Hope this show has done that, made you start thinking. You can get over arthritis in 3 weeks. You can, you can improve your brain power. There's a lot you can do. Don't forget your pumpkin. Improving your pumpkin use this year. The pumpkin patch power. I love it. I'm out of time. I know the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And of course, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And if you got a health topic, I'll try to include it on the show. Send me an email off the powerherbs.com website. Okay? I will. I'll include it. That's what the frequent fevers topic was the other day. Somebody asked me about it, and I said, let's just do a show on it. And it was great. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.